Welcome back, welcome back. Hour two, what it do with the Lunch Break crew. It's your boy Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z the GOAT, holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. Excited to get back in this.
Man, the phone lines is lighting up. We have an amazing conversation that we're having about a situation that happened in Waukesha County, where a young lady was pulled over and then made to take off her hijab. I hope I'm saying this word properly.
Lighting up, we have
just wanted to, you know, get back into this conversation. We have the attorney Emil, who actually filed the lawsuit. Could you tell us more about this lawsuit as well, and what is that going to look like, the process, and any other things that we could reference locally in the city of Milwaukee where you may have had to step in and issue a lawsuit because rights were being violated?
Yeah, absolutely. So the lawsuit is quite simple, right? So my client's a Muslim woman. She has covered her hair her whole life. It's required by her religion. She practices that. She got booked into the Waukesha County Jail on misdemeanor charges. That's a separate matter. I'm not going to talk about that. But here's what we are going to talk about, which we can talk about. They made her take the covering off for the booking photo, and they printed the photo on a wristband. She had to wear that the whole time. She was there, and every man in the building got to see it, and the photo was now public record, and if anyone asking for it. Now, there are procedures across cities and across other police departments that respect people's religious rights and their freedoms. We're not saying that, there shouldn't have been a photo of her taken without her job, but it doesn't have to be public. You could have both of those photographs, and the measures that they needed to put into place or quite simple. Now, I think a lot of people could, maybe think of this and say, hey, you know what, that doesn't affect me. But here's the thing about constitutional rights. If they're not protected, right, they fade away, right? In every avenue, in every, where that is being disrespected or at least not complied with, invites us to actually stand up for those who are lesser amongst us to ensure that their rights are being protected. Now, this is an anomaly. I think there was a lawsuit out in New York City that led to a class action on this same issue, right? And that resulted in millions of settlements. I think the ACLU brought that lawsuit, and the NYPD had to change their booking processes. And so that's what we're asking for here. We're asking for the Waukesha Police Department to ensure that when they deal with people of diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm. and when they deal with people who practice their faith, that they have policies that accommodate that. And this isn't the first time we've dealt with things like this. I'm a civil rights attorney here in town. We've sued the police in cases involving police shootings, excessive forces, and failures to protect, where we believe people's rights are being violated. Most recently, was protecting the rights of a man by the name of Joseph Walker back in 2024, where he was shot by police in the back on his front porch on the south side. And that resulted in a $2 million verdict. And again, because of a jury, which was kind of refreshing, a jury of primarily non-Wisconsin, Milwaukee folks, concluded that the cops, sort of violated my client's constitutional rights. And I think if we don't take government to task when they mess up and when they violate our rights, the Constitution falls apart. And so we have to be conscious of this, and we have to be vigilant in all avenues. And that's what we're doing here.
Man, we definitely, definitely appreciate this knowledge and information, man. And I guess I got another question, right? I would love for you all to, if she's down for it, would love to have y'all in studio. I actually wasn't even expecting this many people to call in and take so much interest in this actual post, but it's actually been super engaging, and would love to stay updated and see, hear her opinion as well, hear from her if that's something you all would be open to.
I have to run that by my client, but one of the reasons I did call in is because I'm glad you guys covered the story, but I think it's an opportunity to educate people on their rights as a whole, to ensure that they are being vigilant. When you get stopped by police, you have rights. When you get booked, you have rights. Even when you're waiting for a trial, you have rights. But if you don't know what those rights are, it becomes quite easy for the government to violate them, right? And that's what my firm has done in the city of Milwaukee across the state for over 10 years. I'm the managing shareholder of Axe Point Law, which is located downtown Milwaukee. And I've always believed, and there's a reason I started that law firm, to ensure that the rights of employees in employment cases, civil rights cases, are protected. And so this is just one instance where we're doing that. And again, for anyone who wants to know what their rights are, I think it's very important to, especially given the current climate of the country as a whole. You know, we see what's going on out in Madison. We see what's going on across the country. People need to know their rights. Information and knowledge is our only protection to anarchy and tools to ensure that the government is being held accountable.
Thank you so much. That message was definitely super important. Can you let us know where we can find you before you head out?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Emil Oviagele. You can follow me on socials, on Instagram, @APTUI_Emil. My law firm's Axe Point Law. It's located on 826 North Plankinton Road, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our website is www.axepointlaw. That's spelled AXEPOINT.com. And my full name is Emil Oviagele.
Man, Emil, thank you.
Thank you for giving us a call.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Absolutely.
Man, that was randomly good. That was randomly good.
Man,
Shannon.
Perfect timing too, because I do think him calling when that guy said, oh, I kind of knew that would come up, that comment, like, oh, when you get arrested, that's why I was like, it's a lot going on, because a lot of people believe when you get arrested, you just lose your rights.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you say don't matter. They could do whatever to you. Yeah. It feels that way. And yes, now you are basically in the hands of people that probably will violate your rights and will be looked at like, well, they were in jail. But right. It's important to know that you still have rights. And him pointing out how dangerous that rhetoric is was perfect timing.
Damn, I should have asked him his thoughts on the Tuskegee do-rag and the bonnet thing. That was the one question I did want to ask him. Does he think maybe Tuskegee students has an opportunity here for a class action lawsuit? I mean, do-rags and bonnets isn't part of our religion, but I don't know.
Honestly, when I go through TSA, sometimes when I got my hat on, I'm like, this feels a little, hold on now. But we got the caller on the line. The caller, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
Yeah. Pretty good. So I figured that would be tied into the Tuskegee introduction letter, which President Mark Brown sent to every student. And so the fact that they received that before they walked onto campus would probably negate any class action suit, because it was just the dress code was just a small portion of an overall introduction where he talked about their responsibilities as students and the things that the university, that Tuskegee would be responsible for. And so he said that they were going into a renaissance where they were improving on a lot of the services they provide for students, and that they would also require students to obtain internships and identify certifications, because you guys know with a lot of professional jobs, along with your degree, you need certain certifications. Mm-hmm. He listed in this introduction the fact that there are over 30 certifications that students would be able to receive at Tuskegee at no cost, where there are a lot of schools where you have to pay for those. He also required them to obtain internships and basically declare your major in your sophomore year, as opposed to waiting till you're an upperclassman, because he's going to, in his new employment center, Kenny Center is what it's called, He's going to have professional people meeting with students. So thus, making the dress code logical, we're creating a business setting, which is actually the history of Tuskegee. If you look at the first class that graduated, where Booker T. Washington is standing there as the president, Tuskegee was known for being a professional business school. So the fact that I inform you of that, kind of like if 101.7 The Truth said that you guys had to wear casual clothes every day, like a school uniform, khaki pants and 101.7 The Truth shirt, before you decided to work for them, you would have no right to have a class action lawsuit because of that. And so he's offering a lot of things to these students and opportunities, and what he's asking them to do in only public spaces, only the private spaces, excuse me, in the classroom, in the cafeteria, and inside of the university. He's not saying if they're off campus and they're a Tuskegee student that they'll be expelled. He's not saying if they're in a, say, an area where the students hang out that's outside, but within the facilities, they are not allowed to wear bonnets, pajamas, and he's letting them know that before they become students, so that would negate any possibility of them suing them. And I think it is good to know when to do what. When you're on your own time, you can dress like you want and express yourself, but when you're on someone else's time, then you have to abide by what that organization says. And the Constitution gives schools and businesses the right to have certain standards that they want while you're on their time. And that's what Mark A. Brown, the president of Tuskegee, did. So when we talk about social media, most of the time when people tell you something about social media, they say, they said on social media, this comes directly from the president, the letter that he wrote. And if you guys read it, I've given you all the facts of it. And that's what these students are being asked to do before they come on campus. And if they don't want to do it, there are other schools that will let you walk around with bonnets.
Got it. Well, the caller from Milwaukee, we definitely appreciate this clarity for sure. So if I'm hearing it right, you're saying before they even came on campus the first day, the letter from the president of the institution put it out, and, you know, it's not like it was a surprise or something to them, is what I feel like I heard the caller said. Shannon?
Yeah, that sounds like exactly what he said.
Man, so that's
kind of like what I said, just managing expectations.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Oh, man, that was so funny just now. We get it. It's going to be even funnier looking in the chat. Shouts out to the chat, man. Look like y'all had some conflict resolution of y'all selves that y'all handled in the chat. I'm real proud of y'all, cousins. I'm real proud of y'all. That was all.
The business. Yesterday, they was really doing it.
Man, they was throwing hands and feet. They was throwing hands and feet. Man, let's you know what? I got some. We got a giveaway. I'm tripping. We got a giveaway. It's not happening right now, but later in the show, I'm saying later, like we got 3 hours or something. Later in the show, we'll be giving away some tickets to Stay Fair. So caller number 10, not right now. Don't start calling right now, please. But when you hear the cue to call, we're going to be giving away some Stay Fair tickets. So get ready. So I got to read this so y'all know what's going on. Nope. All right, DJ Brother C, if you read it, you're doing the giveaway now. So don't read it if you ain't doing it now. So I'm not going to read it. What we going to do, Shannon, is let you take us to break so I could go check on these peanut butter sandwiches that I got in the oven.
The Mandelas. Man, listen, we've had a super dope show today. We've had a great show today, man. If you guys want to join in on the conversation, give us a call at 833-212-1017. You can also text that line. We have been checking the text line. Also, join us on YouTube. The chat been going crazy. We are at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. We'll be back after a few messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hey.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the lunch break, man, with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. What's happening? DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7, The Truth. Shannon! They probably like, why this...
Why Negro is Lil Gritty near the air?
I don't
Ray,
know, man.
Really Ray having the best day of his life over there. He got Mandela's flowing, all type of...
Hey, you said that like you saw the you ever saw the meme of the little homie where he was like, man, I'm having a great day. I got pizza rolls in the oven. I got a new girl. I'm getting ready to play Xbox. Life's great.
Life is good, right?
Life is good, man. Life is good. Our cousins, they ain't even paying attention today. They having a good time in the chat, and we gonna let them chatted
I
up.
Like that though.
I like that.
I like that they in the chat chilling. You know what I'm saying? Keeping the conversation going, even if it ain't even the conversation that we're having. You know, keep it going, man. Have some fun, y'all.
Have some fun. Have some fun. Let's have some fun. Ready to have some fun, Shannon. Let's get into what was supposed. Shannon, thank you, DJ Brother Z. Shannon, what you got on the menu, man?
All right. Well, we do have something on the menu. Do you own a business or represent a community organization? Be a part of the 101.7 The Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd at Riverside University High School. We're currently accepting vendors and sponsors. Reserve your space by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing sierra.brownmilwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Join one of Milwaukee's favorite community events, proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Make sure y'all email Sierra or go to truthfamilyfest.com, okay? Be a part of it. We're going to be August 22nd. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice. Must be nice. When you hear me,
not that feeling too. I want who
I am. Must be
yeah,
nice.
I can sing, yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Man. Y'all, we just having a good time. I've been cheesing so hard. My cheeks is tight. Super pause. But cheekbones.
It's a lot going on over here.
Hold on. Breaking
news, and I chose to do it here.
What do we got? What do we got? A screenshot here.
101.7 The Truth. Breaking news.
Whoa! Breaking news. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and his team are discussing dropping out of the crowded Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor, according to two people with direct knowledge of the matter. The conversations come as Democratic officials in the state brace for damaging media reports about Barnes expected to hit in the upcoming hours. Barnes and his team have been on calls Thursday to discuss how to proceed. According to the people granted anonymity, we're going to work on that one a little later, to shape private details. There we go. You should have read this one, Shannon. The primary had become increasingly messy as more moderate-leaning Democrats like Barnes have tried to stave off Democrat socialist Francesca Hong's rise, worried her victory could boost presumed Republican nominee Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' endorsement of David Crowley, who re-entered the race in the final stretch, further complicated the moderate coalition. Remember when I said, make sure y'all kitchen's clean? Remember I said that like last week or something, DJ Brother Z? All right, I'm just an entertainer, man. I don't know. Cousins, you know, help me, cuz. Help me, cuz.
I think we got to get you that crystal ball we spoke of a while ago.
I don't even know. Is Manon outside?
No.
He want to start?
Is Manon outside?
He want to start early?
Where you going, Ray? Where you going, Ray? He finna go in the Third Street Marketplace and have a celebratory shot.
Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking. But obviously, this is just all screenshots and so forth. So we'll see how official this is as things develop. Because Anita said, Ray and Shannon, I'm happy to see the two-hour revolution. The chat side convo is a good sign of engagement. Is what we do. I know, man. Can't even keep up with y'all. I missed so many things yesterday. Somebody called me like, you didn't read my comment. You mean? I was like, damn, bro.
There was so much going on in them comments. I was also supposed to be helping with the comments. I'm not going to lie. And I was like, you know what? I feel like this is too far gone. Like, it ended up being so much happening in the comments. I didn't even know where to start. I was like, y'all got this.
Man, call us up, 833-212-1017. It sounds like some damaging reports is coming out about Mandela Barnes. And it got to be super damaging if he's considering dropping out, because I didn't see that brother dropping out of anything. I just for sure saw him riding this out to the end. So I am interested in one, what these reports are, and two, how much can we rely on this, you know? And what do y'all think? Y'all think he should drop out? I should. You know what? Did Sherwin do this? Sherwin said at the end of his show, Mandela Barnes, you should drop out. Thank you for listening to this. He said that, and then shouted the lunch break out. Rand Shannon is up next. Should he drop out? You know my answer.
I want to hear these reports. Let me be the judge. Let me hear how messy it is before he drop out. I want to see the backlash.
I'm scouring the internet right now.
He got no motion.
He got no motion. Oh my God. Do we got the
you
receipt?
You mean this screenshot? You mean this screenshot that I got up right now?
Run to the YouTube link. Yeah, we just gonna show it. So you gotta run to YouTube. It's gonna be real fast. You gotta run to YouTube, and we got a contest to do as well. So run to YouTube.
Flashing it on and off.
Like and subscribe. I'm not gonna read it. It's gonna be up for 15 seconds. After that, it's over with. As I should have had you. That text came from Mandela, by the way, too. Who it went to, I am not sure.
No idea.
Who it went to, I'm not sure. And we cropped out the top and the bottom just for the sake of, you know.
I just know DC does not stand for the DC Comics.
Nope, it doesn't.
What does this stand for, guys?
I don't know.
It's not DC Comics.
We're going to see it.
Not Washington, D.C.
And it also don't start for the not Democratic the Convention.
What other letters are
DC? Somebody said Barnes doesn't see. Hey, uncrop it so they can see. They don't think it was him that said it.
Ooh.
All right, cool. I can send you some more stuff too. Messy. We got all kind of receipts.
I'm gonna do it. It's gonna take me a little bit, but I'm gonna do it.
Let's uncrop it. I tried to tell y'all, man.
Wait, with the crop show, but it'll just show
who
name.
Sent it. That's
yeah,
all. Because Babar said, Barnes doesn't seem to say the N-word. Shoot. Almost had to hit the jar.
N-word, please.
Almost had to hit the jar. We about to put the uncropped version up. Barnes don't live. You obviously don't know, bro. And that's why I be talking. That's why I talk the way I talk, because I actually know these people. Like, y'all see the political version. I was the entertainer. I got to see the sneakiness.
Let me get in the club version. So you know them today core.
I ain't gonna say
that. I feel like when you at the club drinking with people and hanging out with people, you really get to know them on a different level.
No,
they're not wearing their mask.
I'd be giving bro a hard time, but you know, it's only because he gave me one. So, he hated on me. I said I wasn't going to talk politics today. Shannon, Somebody got 176 yeah. years in Milwaukee. 176 okay. well, years.
Tell me more. How do you manage to get that many years in jail?
He's 65, too. Let's start there. Getting 176 years at 65, I'd have been like, bro, just take me now. Take me now. All right, you got 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. That's it. That's all you got. That's all you got. Well, we'll see, y'all. If you're just joining us, we just got some information. We don't know how 100% true this is. This could just all be, you know, smoke and mirrors to generate some energy. We'll see how true this is. But they said there's some damning information that is set to come out about former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. What is that information? What could it be? I don't know. But we're talking about this man who's 65 years old. His name is David Boyd of Milwaukee. He was just sentenced July 16th to a total of 176 years in prison. 115 years, Shannon, of initial confinement. Like, boss. Following a jury conviction on 5 felony counts related to child abuse and sexual assault. Sentencing breakdown, Shannon, included the maximum 60-year term for repeated sexual assault of a child. Sick. Take him away now. 40 years confinement, 20 years extended supervision, plus a maximum 10-year term for physical abuse of a child involving a dangerous weapon, among other counts. What you think, Shannon? What's your thoughts on this? We got a minute before this next break.
The only thing that makes me angry about that is he's 65. Not only, I'm sorry, I should say he's 65. And it's like, it doesn't even feel like justice will truly be served, because he's gonna be out of there and give him a few years, especially the conditions in prison. I just feel like it almost feels unfair, you know. At this point, where the firing squad at? You know what I mean?
Man, I'm like, laughing, but I ain't laughing.
I'm laughing, but very serious. I be sick of these people. He gonna waste our, tax money? Then his three meals in a cot?
Three hots in a cot?
No. Three hots in a cot.
Was that some jail down. Jargon y'all just dropped on me?
Yeah, three hots in a cot.
What is that? What, three hot meals?
And a cot.
Yeah, in a cot, in a place to lay.
I don't speak.
Okay, now you better than us, right?
Hey, chill out, Shannon. I did not say that.
You think you better than us?
Well, you know, I'm just saying. I just don't know those. I don't know those terminologies, Shannon. Chill out.
I don't come from that side of the track, guys.
Take us to break, Shannon. Get off my back.
Man, listen, we're going to be right back after these messages. If you guys want to join the conversation, call us at 833-1017. And make sure you go over to YouTube, watch us live, join the chat. We are at 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. I'm on my Kyle right now, man. I got to stand up.
Yo, my God.
What did I miss? Stand up and move around.
What did I miss?
Oh. I got to stand. Shouts out to Kyle. Kyle, what's happening, my boy? I got to stand up. I got to stand up, y'all. Shouts out to Kyle, man. I got to pull one of your moves, man. I was like, Kyle, I don't know how you stand up for the whole thing. He said, man, I just got so much energy. I just be having to real quick. I got, Shannon, what you got? What you got for me, Shannon? I don't even know how to sit on my talking like this, no.
The spirit been moving, Kyle. Go ahead. Let the spirit move you, Ray. Go ahead. Tell us what's on the menu. What you got over there?
Man, Brother Z whipping up a pot of that nyeh. He whipping up a serving of that nyeh real quick, man. I don't... Oh, my God. Jesus. Jesus. Man.
You are hilarious.
Where my cousins at? Hey, I need y'all to run to the chat again. We about to drop another exclusive. We about to drop another exclusive. We about to drop another exclusive.
We got 1017 The Truth on YouTube, y'all. We dropping receipts and exclusives today, obviously. If you ain't heard it, now you know.
Man. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. I had to stand up. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Stand up for your rights. Hey.
Get up, stand up.
Okay.
Don't give up the fight.
Hey.
Hey, man.
This is my daddy jam. That was my daddy jam right
Shannon,
there.
Shannon, I got too much. I got too much in me. Pause. I got too much energy in me. I don't know what to say. I know y'all waiting for it. We about to play it. Brother Z getting
I know,
it up.
It wants me to log in, so I got to do it from this other computer. Hold on.
We cooking it up. We cooking it up. We getting it together. I promise we about to play it. You probably already saw it.
We cooking up a lunch break exclusive just for y'all right now. We going to play it for y'all. Ray already on his feet. He ready to preach. He got the spirit moving through him right now. Listen,
I feel like
in the meantime, go to our YouTube, 1017 The Truth. On YouTube.
Yeah, I don't even got much. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, Shannon. Y'all know what I went through. So I'm assuming the damning information ain't going to come out. That's what I'm assuming.
I would like the damning information to come out. He got to hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let them see what they got to say.
Say what you was
gonna people leave too early.
Say what you had said.
Say
what you had just said.
It was funny when he was trying to be funny, but now it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Man. I don't know. I'm just an entertainer, Shannon. You just an influencer. But sometimes
we just trying to influence and entertain.
Sometimes the entertainers and the influencers,
they the ones that be having the tea. Why you think everything that happened to these celebrities is always tied to somebody in Vegas? Because
come
they
on,
be
man.
Knowing all.
Come on, man.
They want to be around the influencers and the entertainers. That's where they do all they things. And they be like, you know what? This is where I could really be me. I could take my mask off. I'm going to tell the influencers and I'm going to tell the entertainers.
Man.
Just saying.
I'm sorry.
I got another take on that, but that's for off the radio.
Sure.
I got another take on that. You don't want to hear that.
Sherwin broke the internet.
It's a reason Shannon Sharp got caught up.
Sherwin
broke the internet today. What happened?
Sherwin is the one who broke this story about what we getting ready to do.
Can't get into Twitter.
I know that's right, Sherwin.
It's got to be somewhere else right now. We're going to try to pull it up. I'm going to see if I could Google it somewhere. Let's see. Excuse Shannon laugh.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'm going to send it right now.
So it sounds like it's official, y'all. It's
what you saying,
dog?
Right?
Guru, dog. We got to screen guru comments, dog. You just can't read everything on air. But it sounds like it's official.
Everywhere.
Mandela Barnes has officially dropped out of the race due to some damning information that was due to come out. Can't throw stones and hide your hands, man. I tried to tell y'all about y'all, man. But y'all
but
got on me
say,
like
throw stones and you living in a glass house.
Man. And it's like All right, cool. Cool. Say sorry to me.
I just want an apology.
I was told just get in line and stop the foolishness, Ray, and support the next black guy.
Difficult conversation for my staff. Now, we're incredibly proud of all the things that we've accomplished and all the resources that we have raised to spread our message. But it's become very clear who our nominee is going to be. Now, I said from the very beginning when I launched this campaign that the number one goal was taking on and defeating Tom Tiffany to deliver big wins for Democrats up and down the ticket. And now it's our time to come together, to focus our efforts on that one goal. We have to do everything to beat Tom Tiffany. This is life or death for Wisconsinites who are losing their health care under a Trump administration. People who can't afford child care.
Who y'all think
folks
he going to endorse?
Folks are being squeezed by bills while
endorsing nobody.
Now, I got in this race because we're living in a rigged system. The rich are getting richer while the rest of us are left scrambling for crumbs. I know this firsthand. That's why I've always fought for better. As a legislator, as an organizer, as a lieutenant governor. Now, while I may be suspending this campaign, I'll never give up my fight for Wisconsin. And I'm incredibly grateful for all the folks who joined this campaign, for the people who believed in me in this movement, knew that we had a real shot at creating opportunities through bold action to improve quality of life for every single person who calls this place home. Now, we have to do everything we possibly can to defeat Tom Tiffany. And that's exactly what I'm committed to doing for the next 96 days. Last night, I had a very difficult conversation.
Damn, I wonder.
Did he endorse anybody?
I don't know.
No, he didn't say anybody.
Dang. Oh, that was the end of it.
He said, let me get up out of here before this information drop. That's what I need to do. Pack so, my things.
Let me
and
see.
Yell. I guess
that was the a short
anybody
version.
In our group chat on the Facebook Live, have you, did he endorse anyone? I would assume, like, probably just stay out of it. Or the other petty blow would be.
I mean, it seems like the right thing to do would be to endorse somebody. Oh, he did. Does Mandela? Oh, that's a question.
All he really said in the video was, "It's very clear who the nomination is going to be."
Hmm. So it's like saying it without saying it. But yeah, I wasn't expecting him to. I wasn't expecting him to endorse Crowley. Because as y'all know, like I stated yesterday, I felt like his only reason in getting in was to block. That's what I felt. That's what I felt. But the show goes on. The show goes on
all night to the morning. We dream so long. Somebody, let me sing that at somebody little rally or something. That's my song.
We gotta get that. We gotta get that hot key from. I'm not leaving. From the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not effing leaving. Oh man, I'm so excited, Shannon. I'm gonna give these tickets away, man. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
I'm so excited.
Y'all gonna get
Shannon.
Some tickets.
We about to get these tickets away. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. And I just got a little bit of housekeeping we need to do. So no purchase is necessary to enter or win. Contest is open to eligible Wisconsin residents age 18 or older unless otherwise stated. This is void where prohibited. Official contest rules are available at 1017thetruth.com. All contests are conducted in accordance with the station's official rules. Is y'all ready? Don't start calling up here now. I'm giving y'all the rules. All right? And I got a little read for y'all. So get ready for State Fair fun with 1017 The Truth. Today only. Only today, Thursday, July 30th, we're giving away 5 family 4-packs of Wisconsin State Fair tickets. So we're going to do one a show. All right? I'm not giving away 5. We're going to do one each show. That is your chance to win 4 tickets and enjoy all the food, rides, and entertainment at the 2026 Wisconsin State Fair running July 30th to August 9th. Listen all day for your cue to call and win. Don't miss it. Only on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. So, caller number 10, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Caller number 10, it is your chance to win. Shannon, What's happening?
Man, make sure y'all give us a call and get these free tickets, all right? Listen, we have, this is Ray best day ever. That's what I will say. Mandela's for everybody.
We gotta even use that. We gotta go back to just saying peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Peanut butter jellies for everybody. Yeah,
PBJ.
Peanut butter jellies for everybody.
Take us a break. Shannon!
Before we accept those calls, we're going to go to break and take care of some things. But don't forget, give us a call at 833-212-1017. Caller number 10 is going to get free State Fair tickets, as Ray just said. We'll be right back to reveal who's the winner.
Don't go anywhere. Hey. Now move your body, girl. Hey. Ray Nitty, I like her. Cynthia, how you doing? You are our winner of the State Fair tickets. Bow.
Get it, Cynthia.
Hey. In mass incarceration.
Okay? Hey, there we go.
Oh, that's right, Cynthia. I like her.
Shout out to Chad.
That's our family right there. That's Chad fam right there, man. In mass incarceration.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Absolutely. R.I.P. our brother Chad, man. Chad would have been up here rejoicing with us today.
He would have been there for sure. So thank you for the tickets. It's going to be a wonderful time at the State Fair, and we appreciate it.
Man, no problem. So what are you most excited about to go check out at State Fair?
I guess my nieces really love it. My nieces and nephews, so I think they'll have a great time. And the food, obviously, rides, sightseeing, people watching, so all of the above, for sure.
You going to eat, like, some chocolate-covered crickets? you know, they be having that stuff down there, the chocolate-covered, like, grasshoppers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm gonna stick to my cream
puff.
I'm not doing it.
Cynthia, please tell the people who made you a winner today. Please tell them who made you a winner.
The Truth 101.7, for sure.
Hey, thank you. Man, shouts out to State Fair. Shouts out to Cynthia for winning the tickets. Man, shouts out to our family, our cousins in the chat. You can see, like, I look so excited on the YouTube screen. That is kind of interestingly funny to me, man. Shannon!
It's been a good episode, dude.
Man, you got the rest of this, Shannon. I'm done. I don't got nothing else to say. Shannon, it's on you.
Rejoicing and eating peanut butter sandwiches.
Because you and Brother Z knew, y'all saw how I got beat up, dog. For saying the truth and speaking what I know, not just what they show. I was telling people about what I know, the person I know.
On a personal level, yeah.
For decades at that.
So it's just like, all right, cool. Y'all deal with it. So, Shannon.
I think people assumed that you were doing what they were doing and connecting the dots and making conspiracies, and they didn't realize how close you are to this because, you know, you're the entertainer.
Let's be clear. I'm not close to that or whatever they had going on in the damn. All right, Shannon.
Wait, let me find out.
I don't know him like that. No.
Hold on now. I know a thing or two, but I wasn't in that.
I might need to watch my back.
I think they just didn't realize.
Shannon, I'm not saying nothing else. Shannon, the rest is yours.
Right.
The rest is yours, Shannon.
What we can talk about, Ray, what are you excited about for the State Fair this year? Let's do that. Let's go there because tomorrow I already know.
He's not going to State Fair. You know what?
Why not?
You know, I just don't have the time. That's just all it is. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. Usually I try to go every year.
So
I try to go every year. It's a young buck. Yeah, no, it's not that.
It's just a young buck.
What I would look forward to, the corn. The buttered corn. Yeah.
You could get that anywhere.
The buttered corn.
You butter
man.
Your own corn, right?
Yeah.
But I will say it do hit different when they take it and they pull down the husk or whatever you call it and dip it in that butter.
Shannon,
All right, cream puffs. How about that? God, you know.
I like a good cream puff. That's not working either. Damn, man. Shannon, close the show, dog.
Big slide. Big slide. Dang it.
Yeah, I do like the slide.
A lot of things at the state fair.
I do like the slide. I hate the cow smell, though. That bothers me.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
But yeah. The kids love the animals and so forth. You know what I love seeing? What I do love at state fair? I love the ride that takes you from one end to the next so I don't have to walk through all the bodies. I love that. That's
I don't
what
think
I
they have
what
that.
Is that called?
They do got
the
that
sky
at state
glass?
Fair.
They don't?
Yeah, they got that at state fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that. I use it.
I was gonna say,
are you sure you're not getting confused with Summerfest?
They got it at Summerfest too. But they definitely got it at state fair.
That goes across the whole thing?
I ain't gonna say the whole thing, but a good portion of it. So you know when you first walk in State Fair, then you walk under the little bridge or whatever, and it's like the mist. They got the mister when you walk in.
Like when you're by the rides.
Nah, not that far yet. You know when you just walking in, and on the right you got the cows, and on the left you got the milk stand. It's like just
I was just
on
about
the other
that
side
quarter milk stand.
Yep, they just on the other side of the milk stand.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's man.
But yeah, I'm excited. I love State Fair. We do try to go every year. My mom be like, we need to get there early before the people get out there, before you get into some things. So we're going to get there early, get out early. You get a parking spot. You get your cream puff. You get a little corn. You see a pig race. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Dog. Oh, my God. Babar I'm sorry. She said, I hate when people eating a hamburger in front of the cows.
Damn.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, good. I got a cramp.
Low key messed up.
Shannon, close the show. I got a cramp in my leg. Ah!
Man. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. We are at the Lunch Break on Facebook. Follow Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty on all platforms and follow me, Maybe Shannon, on all platforms. We're going to see y'all tomorrow. We're going to get deeper into the peanut butter sandwiches dropping out of the race and why Ray just fell out of his chair in the studio. We're going to cover all of that, but stay tuned. We got Manana Nine up next with the Grapevine. We got Tap In with Jazzy. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Stay tapped in. Man down! Oh my God!
Shannon, we out! We out, man. I got cramps.
We out!
My leg cramps. We out, man.